Blog Talk Radio.
American philosopher and journalist William James said, "Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will create that fact." Wow, talk about having a perspective to believe in. Welcome to the Perspective Power Radio Network and our weekly program, where we connect to the power of our perspective. I am so grateful that you're here with us live today on the 24th day of April, 2016. Thank you for tuning in to Perspective Power. We are live here on this beautiful spring day. At least it is here in Michigan where I live. Sun is shining, the temperatures are climbing, and we are gathered together to talk about perspective. Joining us, of course, as he does every week to bring the show in with his great music, is award-winning artist David Martinka, and you can find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Lots of great free downloads, super CDs. I hope you check that out and get yourself a passful of really good Native American fusion music. That's what David identifies it as. So go for it. Get it. Enjoy it. It's wonderful. I really do mean that. It's wonderful music. Wow. Believe that life is worth living and your belief will create that fact. You know, people tell me that it's okay to have this thought process, but they don't really understand how it works because they say, well, I believe. But then, for some reason and somehow, that belief doesn't always seem to translate into the creation of that which they say they believe in. And I get it. I really, really do. Even Cinderella, you know, if you think about the story of Cinderella, and I'm referring specifically to the Leslie Ann Warren show that I watched, I believe it was a Disney production back in the 60s, where she's standing there in her garden, and she's telling Celeste Holm, who is her fairy godmother, oh, I believe so strongly, fairy godmother, that if, you know, the belief of all the other wishers in the world were come together, their wish wouldn't be any stronger than mine. I'm wishing so hard, that's what she says. I'm wishing so hard and that her wish is stronger than the wishes of all the other wishers in the world combined. It took the fairy godmother to help her make that wish come true, right? To get her started, to sort of prime the pump. Gave her the outfit, gave her the transportation, got her to the ball. The rest, of course, was up to nature. Cinderella and the prince locked eyes, the rest was history. So what is it that we can use to make that belief create the fact that our life is worth living? That is to feel the connection between the belief and the outcome of the belief's vision. Repeat that. It is to feel the connection between the belief and the outcome of the belief's vision. Meaning that I can say, you know, life is worth living. But if those are words that I'm tossing off, kind of like I'm taking a gum wrapper and, you know, sailing it into a wastebasket, it is just what they used to say in the day, and maybe they still say it, you know, don't know, could be lip service. If we're paying lip service to what we say we believe in, but we're really not owning that perspective, then it's going to be as transient as that gum wrapper. We won't really see the manifestation of what it is we believe we're trying to create. We got to put a little effort into it. And the effort that we put into it is owning the feeling that that statement is true. That's the effort, to own the feeling that the statement is true. Now, the really cool thing is that once we own that feeling, what will happen after that will be as organic as it can possibly be. By that I mean, we say we own the feeling, and then everything we do after that literally displays that. it actually demonstrates it. That's huge. That's huge. Cinderella had the belief, right? And she owned it. You could see it in her face. She was completely into it. Now, of course, we're saying, well, gee, Annette, that was a character in a film. Okay, granted. But in order for us to get into resonating with her, Leslie Ann Warren had to create a character that we felt so close to. It was as though that were us that were demonstrating that incredible connection. And because we could connect that way, there came with that such power, power that we had, power that she had, power that the fairy tale has to make us believe our fairy tales can come true. The next thing she did was she did take action because she was provided the way. All she had to do was have the belief and the owning of that created the fairy godmother's presence, right? It was as though that was that magical spiritual energy that came up and said, bam, I'm going to be here to help you. Don't worry about it. I got your back. And then when presented with the opportunities, she took advantage of them. She put the dress on. She got in the coach. She got out of the coach. She walked into the palace. She danced with the prince. She allowed herself to become fully immersed in the fairy tale. And then even though it looked like nothing was happening at first, you know, she went back to the same old, same old. She was back in her rags, sitting by the cinders, listening to her family talk about what a great time they had. And she's thinking, well, you know, at least I had a great time, and I will remember that for the rest of my life. And she really believed that that's all that was going to come of it. The rest of it was the result of her letting go of the need to make it anything more, and boom, everything came back. She got her shoe back, yay, because, you know, those of us that have shoes and we spend a lot of money on them, we know what it's like when we can't find one of them. It can be sheer panic. So for her to get that shoe back had to be really cool. And she was also granted the opportunity to live that beautiful fairy tale. And it didn't come at the expense of anybody else. Nobody else suffered as a result. If they did, it was in their own minds. She didn't have to beat anybody up. She didn't have to persuade anybody to think like she did. She didn't have to go out and get a whole bunch of people to stand there and support her. She just owned that belief. So as William James said, belief that life is worth living, when you believe that, your belief will create the fact. There's a string of energy there that is absolutely, positively enchanting. I mean, totally enchanting. Similar to the tale of Cinderella. That's an enchantment that we all look at. They'll say, oh, I live a Cinderella fairy tale life, or I always say, oh, I've got my Cinderella duties to do around the house, which means the cooking, the cleaning, the mopping, the dusting. Sometimes I do them, sometimes I don't. But even in those moments, as you look at that particular version of the story, as I said, the one with Leslie Ann Warren that came out back in the 60s, even as she went through her day doing her chores, and maybe not necessarily being overjoyed with that's what she had to do, she occupied her mind by constantly pitching forward into that fabulous energy that she wanted so much to believe was really going to gift her with not only a future, but she enjoyed the gift it gave her at that moment. That's huge. That is huge. Cinderella got through her day by believing so much in that dream that she allowed the joy of the belief to gift her in the moment and carry her through everything she had to do. She took that gift and owned it in the moment, and it carried her through everything she had to do. That's profound. You know, I am convinced that the people that wrote the fairy tale originally either were some of the greatest spiritual geniuses of all time, or they just a stroke of luck. I mean, really? Seriously? Here's somebody in unbelievable circumstances, has no family left that she can turn to. And I know a lot of people have felt that way. I had a call last night from a gal that I was coaching, and that was literally it. She had no family left. She said, well, my mom, my aunties, you know, all these different ladies. And I've known this gal for about 20 years. So I remember these women in her life, her grandmother, her aunties, her mom. I was very good friends with her mom, who passed a few years ago. And in her despair, she was recanting the fact that these were all the people I used to turn to, Annette, for my counsel and my advice. They always helped me. They always helped me figure out where I was going, you know, what was going to happen in my life. And I thought, well, they're still there. They're just not physically around you, so you can't go sit and have a cup of coffee, throw your arms around them. But their energy, their counsel and advice is still always with her. And by the end of our conversation, she said, wow, this is amazing. I can feel the energy. I can feel the connection again to where I was. And I'm going to tell you what I gave her, what her, I don't want to say homework, but how I led her back to the path of being able to create the fact that her life was worth living, how to believe in that again. And it's a very simple thing, a very simple thing. And that is to take a notebook. And if your home is like my home, there are notebooks everywhere, but I want this to be one that you're strictly going to use for this purpose. So a pocket-sized one would be really good, something you could throw in your car, stick in your hip pocket, perhaps put in a purse, carry with you, not necessarily a great big, you know, something you carry to a class, because that can be a bit burdensome. And, of course, a writing implement, your choice, doesn't matter to me. Lipstick might not work so good. Eyebrow pencil might not work so good. Eyeliner, you know, that's going to get a bit smeary and messy. So try to make it a pen or a pencil, or, you know, even a little fine line magic marker. And all you write in this book, all you write here are the things that when you think of them or you see them, you smile. That was it. That was it. That was all. And then, once a day, go back and look at it. Go back and look at that list in the morning when you wake up. Look at that list. And it can be two things. A list can be one thing. I'm making a list of what I need to get at the store. What's on it? Bread. Okay, that's a list. A list is just, you know, writing down, enumerating the things or thing that you need to remember for some reason. And as time goes on, I told her, add to that list because you will think of other things. And it was funny because as I was sharing this with her, because she had reached out and said she needed to talk, so we, you know, put this session into place, I started thinking of things that made me smile. And the more I was sharing with her, the more I was thinking of my own things. It was kind of like my brain was off in two different directions. One aspect of me was working with her. The other aspect was putting my own stuff together. And interestingly enough, I don't even remember how it happened, but I got on the mailing list for this company who sells stock footage and allows you to take their stock footage and implement it into things you're doing, videos you're making, maybe it's a music video or something. And they also offer tips and techniques on how to make your own footage better. Well, one of the things that they do is every now and then they send me this little blank notebook, and I mean blank. Inside of it, the pages don't even have lines. It's just clear, clean white pages. And I got one yesterday in the mail. I was like, oh, this is so cool. I love these things. So now it's sitting right where I can get to it, and I know exactly what I'm going to put in it. I mean exactly what's going to go into it. The words that describe those things that make me smile. Now, why is that important to believing that life is worth living and allowing my belief to create that fact? Many people go through their life beat down by what they think their life is doing to them. When you live in that energy, it's near impossible, it seems, near impossible, that anything can bring you back to thinking that life isn't beating you down, that life isn't attacking you, that life isn't creating these horrible circumstances that are not working in your favor. In so much as there may be ungodly things going on in your life, things that when you hear other people experiencing them, you think, oh, there but for the grace of God go me, and you bless yourself and you move forward. Or it causes you, when you hear about these things, to think about that other person and say to yourself, man, I wish there was something I could do to help that person. That's just horrible. That's nasty. Gosh, we got to do something to help that person, or whatever else floats through your mind when you hear it. And yet the funny thing is, when the person who's experiencing it, could be you, could be friend, loved one, someone that you don't even really know that well, but somebody asks you to hold that person in a positive light or pray for them. The thing is, I can help you out of it, but then you will always turn back to me for help. Or I can teach you how to help yourself, and you'll never need to reach out to me again for that same problem. Or you might just need a little support at that time, but it's a very different thing. So now we come back to ourselves and our notebooks. Why write in there things that make you smile? Because just for a moment, for a fleeting second, you can have that Cinderella experience. Not the one where you're scraping the dinner dishes and you're sweeping the floor and you're mending the laundry and or folding the laundry and mending the clothes. But the experience she had when she focused on those things that brought her such joy, it came out in her eyes, it came out in her smile, it made her cheeks glow, it made her burden lighter, it allowed her to move with ease and magic as though she had wings on her feet through her daily chores. It got her through her life scenario because she always had something other than to think about. Because let's face it, a lot of those chores, it's like reciting something rote. You know it. I mean, how many times do you have to tell yourself how to plug the vacuum in, turn it on, and move it back and forth, right? Once you learn how to do it, you do it. However, if while you're doing it, you're humming a merry tune, you're thinking about a joke that made you laugh, you're picturing in your mind's eye the last time you saw a beautiful flower and it brought joy to your heart, it makes the vacuuming go by quicker because you're focused on something happy, your energy is lighter, the vacuum doesn't seem so heavy in your hand, it seems to glide right across the carpet, whether it's self-propelled or not, the vacuum, not the carpet, obviously, and you get through it. If you are in such a place, and several people do get that way, I have been there, and you're in such a place where there is nothing you can think of right away to get you into that different state of consciousness, that happiness energy, that joy-filled, peace-filled thing that makes even the most mundane tasks seem easy and simple and happily, you're happy to do them. That little book will come in very handy. To open that book, and even if you have only one word there, maybe that word is the name of your cat or your pet. Maybe that word is the title of a song. If there's a one-word song title out there, I don't know, could be. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, whatever's in that book, and like I said, you can add to it all the time, doesn't really matter. Those are things that make you smile. Those are things that give your heart joy. When you see the word, it evokes a memory. And if that's all you have, you've got everything, even if there's only one word in there. That word could be God. That word could be flower. That word could be tree. That word could be baby. That was one of my most amazing cats that has ever come into my life. That the things that I learned having baby in my life, I will never forget. It was so profound that that cat and I became a family when we did all those years ago. So the idea here is giving yourself the ability to believe that life is worth living has to start somewhere. But the owning, the connection, and allowing yourself to feel it is what's going to turn the key. It's what's going to take the belief that life is worth living and turn it into creation of the fact. That was what the quote was today, right? Believe that life is worth living and your belief will create that fact. Thank you, William James. And again, the how we do it has a couple of steps. They don't have to cost you a dime. You may have to buy a notebook. Mine got sent to me in the mail, and I always think when something comes to me in the mail, especially if it's been quite a little while since I connected with these people. I've gotten these before, but it's been like a year or so, and I definitely was not expecting it. It came like out of the blue. There had to be a purpose for it. There had to be a reason for it. And I was like, okay, this is cool. I'm good with this. I didn't even ask what the reason was. I thought, it will manifest. It will show itself. In less than 24 hours, ding, 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 that light went on, and I was like, oh, shaboogie, this is great. I got this figured out. So the idea is, even the wherewithal to help you create it can be presented to you out of nowhere. The things that make you smile might not make me smile. The things that make us smile might not make the next person smile. So those things we write in our books could look very different. You don't need to share your book with anybody. Share the idea with somebody. Maybe the next time you're at the grocery store or the office supply store or the drug store, these are all places that sell pocket-sized notebooks. I know because I've seen them there. They also sell writing implements. I know because I've seen them there and bought them there. Maybe if you've got the extra dollar or two, pick them up. Pick up a couple. Keep them together in like a little bag, a little Ziploc bag, or I have these little organza gift bags I used to use, and I still do, for gift giving. Put them in there. Set them aside. Carry one with you maybe. And when you see somebody having a bad day, maybe write out the explanation on a little index card and have it in the bag and just hand it to them and say, this will help you believe that life is worth living again and help you own that belief so you can create that fact. And leave the instructions and then just hand it to them. And then don't worry about it. Walk away like Cinderella did. She went through that whole experience and then had to walk away from it. And the fairy godmother told her that. You know, you got to get out of Dodge by 12 midnight because poofo, all the magic's going to be gone. But it was the magic from that moment. The funny thing is, it was the magic of connecting back to that moment, remembering the thing that made her smile, that actually drew that prince back to her. Even though the fairy tale says he went through every single foot in the kingdom to find her, it's still the magic came back together. She didn't have to appear in front of him, but she did. She didn't have to offer him the water, but she did. And yes, we can say, well, the fairy godmother sat there. Well, maybe the fairy godmother is our inner guidance system. Maybe our fairy godmother or fairy godfather, whichever you prefer, fairy godcat, fairy goddog, doesn't matter to me, whatever term you use, is that inner voice that's always encouraging us, always suggesting that we move into it. And we connect with that voice. Why? Because that voice is love. That voice is pure love energy that is moving us towards this. And that's amazing. And we connect with that emotionally because love is a powerful emotion. Love is the emotion that we can see when we look at the face of an animal. We look at the face of nature. We can see the smiles. We can feel the warmth. We connect with that. Smiles, there, write that down. Nature, love, animals, trees, flowers. These are words you can add to your list if you want to. They're going on mine, I'll tell you that. And when we do that, we own it. We connect the belief to the ownership that fills us with the joy. And like I said at the beginning, that's going to set off a chain reaction that calls us to take action in some form. Put on that outfit, step into that coach, go to that ball, enjoy that moment, even if the thought is it's only going to be from this time to this time. I mean, she didn't get to that ball and sit around the bar and slug back cocktails for hours and meet a bunch of other people and filler dance card up. Oh, no, 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 no. She went to that ball, bam, met that prince, boom, had that dance, zing, had a brief conversation. And, of course, in the middle of the kiss of all kisses, ding, 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 oh, holy no, it's time to go, because it was midnight. She had to get the H-E double hockey sticks out of there. And in that brief amount of time where we couldn't even possibly imagine that that could make the difference in her life, she turned the corner. And then she let it go. She didn't sit there and say, well, let me see. I wonder if I can sneak out of here one day, you know, get off work early and get my butt back to that palace and tell the prince, hey, it was me, it was me. You know, you got the other slipper, I got one here. Let's see if they match. She didn't sit there and try to make it happen. She allowed herself to keep the dream alive because it had an emotional connection to her. She got into the emotions. She believed it. She believed it with all her heart and soul. She put it out there. She was grateful. There's your gratitude. Been waiting for that word, haven't you? Uh-huh. Didn't mean to make you wait so long. She owned the feeling of gratitude for the entire experience. Not just the experience of going to the ball and meeting the prince, but the experience of just being able to imagine it and own it. She was always grateful for that, which then made her grateful for the chores, because the chores gave her the chance to get into the gratitude of the belief, and the belief gave her the chance to get into the gratitude of the hope, and the hope. See that? Gratitude. What a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Be grateful for those things that make you smile. Be grateful for that energy that allows you the chance to believe in the fact that your life is worth living. Be grateful for all those things that seem to derail you, point you in the opposite direction, hold you back. All these things being derailed, going in the opposite direction, holding you back, these are illusions. Be grateful for those. Because when you look at something, and believe me, when you are starting to get into that great feeling, that awesome experience, that gut reaction that makes you go, yes, 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 I love this, the contrast will show up. You look at it and go, that's what that is. This is what I enjoy. I'm going to continue to feel what I like, and I'm going to move on with that. When you do that, the power is intense. Think of Snoopy. Every time he'd get into his little dancy jig thing where he was like boogieing all over the place and everybody else would give him dirty looks, like Lucy and Charlie Brown would shake his head, he'd look at them for a second and then he'd go right back into his dance. I mean, he was kind of like, hey guys, whatever. And he moved on with it and he owned it and he rocked it. And he was and still is a hero to us, right? I mean, you got to love Snoopy. Snoopy is the rockin'est dog on the planet. Cinderella, the total story of life and how amazing it is and how wonderful it can be. Own it. We believe that life is worth living. We take that belief. We bring it into our emotion. We allow it to generate the amazing feelings. And then our action takes over and we will create it as fact. As William James said, believe that life is worth living and your belief will create that fact. That's having a perspective to believe in. That's owning your perspective that you believe in. That's giving you the opportunity to be so amazingly connected to that perspective that not only will your life be worth living, but your life will be the living example of gratitude. I promise you that. I promise you that. I promise you that I am so grateful that you tuned in today and that you tune in every day, that you go to blogtalkradio.com/perspective power and catch the archives that are there because they are amazing and I know that they will uplift you. I'm so grateful that you go to redbellymusic.com or sunshadows.net and connect with award-winning artist David Martinka because his music will uplift you. And I'm grateful that you tuned in live today on the 24th day of April. Perspective power.